With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There's word the Trump administration plans to slash all but a fraction of USAID jobs.
The Trump administration has presented a plan to the remaining senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development that would cut worldwide staffing for aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300. That word from two current USAID employees and one former official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to a Trump administration order barring USAID staffers from talking to anyone outside the agency. Meantime, the APs also learned that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money from flowing to USAID. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate confirming Russell Vogt, President Trump's nominee for White House Budget Director.
Vogt was approved along party lines. Democrat Ed Markey voted no.
No to the costlier, sicker, unhealthier future that Donald Trump is creating.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says it's all about slashing federal spending.
We can't look at salvaging or saving Medicare and Social Security, but we can look at the hundreds of billions of dollars in mandatory spending programs that are on autopilot.
Vogt described the budget director's job as the best, most comprehensive approximation of the president's mind. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A former aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams has agreed to plead guilty to a conspiracy charge. A plea deal has been reached with the city's former chief Muslim liaison, Mohammed Bahi. The mayor has denied any knowledge of wrongdoing. Stocks trading lower throughout today's session. The Dow is down 396 points, the NASDAQ losing 275. This is SRN News. The NFL doubles down on DEI.
League Commissioner Roger Goodell says there will be no retrenchment on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Many of America's major corporations are dropping DEI amidst complaints from customers who don't want to see the LGBT agenda promoted in stores or with their dollars. Goodell says DEI, quote, has been good for the NFL. Corporations that are dropping DEI include Amazon, Walmart, Target, McDonald's, and Lowe's. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say President Trump has had a significant impact on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the most liberal panels in the country. He made 10 appointments during his first term in office, and now liberals only outnumber conservatives 16 to 13, the narrowest margin in nearly 30 years. The Ninth Circuit covers more states than any other federal appeals court. This is SRN News. Authorities searching part of Alaska's western coast for an aircraft that went missing while carrying 10 people.
The Bering Air Caravan went missing before 4 p.m. local time Thursday while heading from Unalakleet to Nome. The aircraft had 9 passengers and the pilot. The route is over the Norton Sound south of the Arctic Circle. Authorities are working to determine the plane's last known coordinates.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department is conducting a ground search. Georgia's state senate approving a bill that would prevent transgender women from competing in women's sports. That move comes a day after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order intended to prevent transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.